Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Part 1, The Renunciation of Rupa Goswami. Vande Inanta Bhutaisvayam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nijotiya Prasadasya, Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a person in the lowest form of life can find direction in transcendental devotional service to the Lord. So after Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, he traveled all over India. And during this period, he went to Malda, a district in Bengal. And in that area, there was a village named Ramakiri, where two government ministers of the Nawab Hussain Shah's regime lived. These two ministers were named Dabyakat and Sakaramalik, and they were later to be renamed Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Being so inspired by Lord Chaitanya, they decided to retire from government service and join his Sankirtan movement. Upon making this decision, the two brothers at once took steps to leave their material engagements, and so they appointed two learned brahmanas to perform certain Vedic religious rituals, which would enable them to achieve complete freedom for the devotional service of Krishna. These preliminary activities are known as purushcharya. These ritualistic functions demand that three times a day one worships and offers respect to one's forefathers, offers oblations to a sacrificial fire, and respectfully offer food to a learned brahmana. Five items, namely time, worship, offering of respect, offering of oblations to the fire, and offering of food to a brahmana, comprise purushcharya. These and other rituals are all mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the authoritative scripture of directions. And after performing these religious rituals, the younger of the two brothers, namely Dabyakat or Rupa Goswami, returned home with an immense amount of money which he had acquired during his government service. Indeed, the silver and gold coins he brought back filled a large bowl. And so, after arriving home, he divided the accumulated wealth first in twain, two times, and distributed one part to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Thus, for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dabyakat distributed 50% of his accumulated wealth to persons engaged in the Supreme Lord's transcendental loving service. Because Brahmanas are meant to understand the Absolute Truth, and once they understand the Absolute Truth and actually engage in the loving service of the Lord, they can then be called Vaishnavas. Both Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are supposed to be fully engaged in transcendental service, and Rupa Goswami, considering their important transcendental position, gave them 50% of his wealth. The remaining 50% was again divided in twain. He distributed one part to his relatives and dependent family members, and the other he kept for his own personal emergencies. Such distribution of personal wealth is very instructive for all who desire to be elevated in spiritual knowledge. For generally, a person bequeaths all of one's accumulated wealth to one's family members and then retires from family activities in order to make progress in spiritual knowledge. Here, however, we find the behavior of Rupa Goswami to be quite exemplary.
is given 50% of the flood for spiritual purposes. And this should serve as an example for everyone. The 25% of his accumulated wealth, which he kept for personal emergency, was deposited with a good business firm or grocer. Because in those days there were no banks, 10,000 coins were deposited for expenditures incurred by his elder brother, Sakura Mother, or Sanatana Goswami. At this time, Rupa Goswami received information that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preparing to proceed to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri. Rupa Goswami then sent two messengers to get actual information of Lord Chaitanya's itinerary, and then he made his own plans to go to Mathura to meet Lord Chaitanya. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Sanatana Goswami, Part 1, The Renunciation of Rupa Goswami. Recording July 6, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, the Islam Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.